Hey, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah, I know who you are.
All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. Just making sure. I know it's been a little while. So I was looking at the notes. Looks like you've been through the ringer. They had the leads initially going to the wrong number, right? It was a bold tracking number or something? Is that what happened?
Yep.
Okay. So I see in the notes, though, they made sure you're not being charged for any of those. You had two of those leads come through recently, right? One guy, is the notes correct? They put a gun to your brother's face? Is that right? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane. And then Heather Taylor was another one, right? You declined that lead because she was sketchy or something like that?
No, she wanted to give us dirty money. She wanted no paper trail. I cannot do that.
Wow.
I told you earlier today, because I tried calling you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I tried calling you this morning, so I ended up getting Ia instead, and I told her that, you know, we've made the decision, we're pulling the plug, because I can't afford to have my brothers have a gun put to their face. I gave them that lead. I switched with them. I took one closer, or else that would have been me.
Wow.
Now I'm not even doing any leads. I'm not doing any bids until I get the cameras, because the police wouldn't even press charges on the guy because it was a he said, she said. That's how they said it to us.
Wow.
But they had a gun put to their face, and they're done. They don't even want to do this. They don't even want to do anything with Local Splash. I mean, I've never, ever had this happen to us. Never.
Right.
I know we're a new company, but
yeah, it's unique for sure. You know, that's insane for them to put a gun to his face.
It pretty much scared the shit out of them, and then the guy followed them for a minute.
Wow!
And
he was like trying to like rob them or something. Is that?
I don't know. The wife called. It was an LSA lead because it came through on the phone and said LSA.
Right.
The wife called. She wanted lawn care. I took her information down.
Yeah.
I had five of them in Lehigh. I took two, and I sent my brothers on the other three. And I was going to do that one. And I sent them. They knocked on the door. They were polite, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. You called Renegade Lawn Care. We're here to give you a bid. Would you like to show us around the property and let us know exactly what you're wanting done? That's
right.
How we do it with every customer we have.
Right.
And the husband answered the door. Like I explained to Ia, he said, I do my own fucking lawn care. I don't know why my fucking wife called you. Pardon my French, but this is what he said.
Right. No, I don't want you
here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off my property. And both my brothers were there on that one, and they're like, we're only responding to a call that we got. Yeah, my fucking bitch of a wife called y'all, da-da-da-da-da. And he cracked the door, and all of a sudden he opened the door back up, and there was the gun.
Wow.
So Keith and Mike ran to the car. The guy grabbed his keys and followed them. They did a bunch of circles. And they thought they lost the guy, but I live in Lehigh. I have two small children. I cannot take risks like this. I called the police. They're not going to do nothing because it's a he said, she said. He said he never did it. He said that he just told us to go away.
Wow.
He told the police that he didn't call us. We just showed up at his door. I showed the information that it was a phone call. I showed my phone, and they said, well, there's nothing we can do. You have no proof. So I have cameras coming. We're not even doing any bids.
Right. It's good you did
the only bid, I can't fully say that. We are doing bids, but they're for my aunt's church people. those people I know and I can say yes to. Anybody that's calling us right now, I'm scheduling them out until the cameras come in.
Right.
So that we're able, so they're able to record. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't.
I'm sorry you went through that. It's good you did the police report though. That way this guy's like some, well, you sound
they
like
didn't do
crazy
a report.
Already. Oh no.
But they didn't do a report. They just said it was a he said, she said.
Oh wow.
Because he had no video proof.
Right, but I'm sure they have it documented or something. That way, like, if this guy shows up at your place or something, like, you know, like, that's insane. I'm really sorry you went through that. You know, that's crazy. First time I've ever heard
that
with any of this, you know.
And then
like,
the Heather chick, the Heather chick, they go and do the bid, and she's like, well, I don't want no record of this. I cannot do that. That's dirty business. I cannot. Uncle Sam's going to nail my ass at the end of the year.
Right.
Where is this money coming from?
Right.
So
yeah,
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure. No, that's crazy. So I talked to Perry on that side too about, cause technically it's obviously it's a unique situation, right? But, technically because an appointment was set, Google calls that like a qualified lead, right? But then putting a gun to the face and then, this Heather girl trying to pay with dirty money, like it's crazy. It's insane to me, you know. So I'm really sorry for that. So sorry on two front. For one, it had the tracking number right, the leads going there, and that was just like a wash. But they got that taken care of, where you guys weren't charged for any of that. And then these two leads come through, and they're like yahoos. Like I'm really really sorry for that. So the Google Guarantee program, you're Google Guaranteed verified, right? You're up there. Do you guys just want to like pause your leads until you get these cameras together and like we dispute the two now and see how that comes through? Or, I mean, you tell me this. How can I help?
I don't know what to do. My brothers don't even want to do them. I mean, that freaked the crap out of my oldest brother was the one at the door, first. You know, he's got a grandchild and he's got another one. We just found out my niece is pregnant again. I mean, we've never had a gun pulled on us before. This has never happened.
It's a crazy, unique situation. Like, I've never heard that happening with the base program even. Like, I know there's shady people out there that try to do like weird stuff, you know, but yeah, it's crazy that happened, you know.
And then I got this other one that she wants to pay with dirty money, and then I got these other ones that I've already called, and they're like, oh, we found someone else. Well, thank you for taking my money, I wanted to say.
Right. So, well, if you didn't set an appointment or they didn't inquire about price, those won't be qualified leads that you're charged for, right? So,
well, then I gotta have to get that all together too, because there's been a bunch of them.
Right.
Yeah, a couple of the ones that have come in. I mean, we had done a bunch before. Luckily that was my brother's last call of the day. And, the couple that I did were, I went with the family friends. I should have, I don't know. It shook us all to the core.
For sure.
Because I have two small children, and right now the business is based out of the back of my house, and it's going to be based out of the back of my house because we are in the process of getting a loan to put a building back there.
Right.
I can't, you know, having two small children, I don't know. I think, yeah, maybe we'll pause it. I'll try talking to them. But as of right now, they're wanting to pull it. They're wanting to be done. I mean, I can't say I blame them. This happened Friday, I think it was, or Saturday. I can't remember.
Yeah. I understand completely. I mean, that's crazy. I would be mad.
I had it written down, but with dealing with the police and everything, I misplaced the paper, or I think maybe the cop took it. I luckily still had the dang name written down to where I could tell Ia, you know, about the guy. But yeah, I've never. I called my old boss and I was like, "Have you ever had this done?" No.
Right.
So this is unheard of, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. All right. I just wanted to ask. He's like, why are you asking that crazy question? I was like, well, you knew that we opened up our own business. I was like, yeah. Like, my brother got a gun put to his face. He's like, yeah, no, we've never had that crazy of a customer. So I'm just like, I mean, I don't even know what to tell my brothers. I mean,
no, it's
not horrible.
I mean, I would just tell them, like, there's messed up people in the world. Like, I'd be shooken up too.
Well, we know that.
I think it's good you're doing just the church people now until you guys get the cameras,
yeah,
right? That way,
yeah,
you know, it, at least, like, it's not a he said, she said thing. Now it's like, hey, it's on camera, buddy. Like, I feel like the police should have helped you out with that too, you know? Like, that's insane.
Oh, yeah, don't even go there. I was pissed.
I would have been yeah, furious, yeah, for sure, you know?
Yeah, no, the cop, yeah, I got yelled at by the cop. I was told to calm down, but I'm like, how do you calm down in a situation like this?
Right, right. I don't get mad easy. Like, my wife, she'll fly off the handle sometimes, right? But, like, in that situation, I probably would have got really pissed. You know, like, what do you mean?
I don't fly off the handle real fast, but then that kind of triggered me.
Yeah.
My whole thing was
crazy.
Okay, the wife called. I guess the husband didn't know. What if we started mowing? Would he have shot him?
Right, right.
That's the prime question.
Right.
And yeah, the cops are like, well, it's a he said, she... No, it's not a he said, she said. And then, you know, he is like, well, did any of the neighbors see? No. We live in Lehigh. There's maybe a house or two next to some of these places. We
right,
live in the boondocks. This is why we don't have our own police department. We have the sheriffs.
Right.
That, you know, they have a building, but, yeah, it's just a sheriff's department here. It's not like we have our own police department. Like Cape Coral that we service, there's the sheriffs and Cape Coral. Fort Myers, same way. Fort Myers police, and they get the sheriff. No, Lehigh is just sheriffs because there could be miles in between houses. Like, there's not a whole lot of houses. And this one didn't have a whole lot of houses by it. So, yeah, no one's going to see that shit. And you have the right out here to bear arms if you feel threatened, which I don't know why you'd feel threatened by a lawn care company, but...
Right, right. But like you said, like, what if
local
they start mowing
the
lawn,
situation,
or if they're in the backyard and the brother or husband comes home or whatever, like, that's insane, you know? So what I'm doing,
yeah,
I'm notating all this for Perry, because
okay,
so technically, because you know me, I always try to just shoot it straight, right? So technically, they're qualified leads per Google because you set an appointment. But obviously, these are unique situations where you're getting chased by a gun and the other lady's trying to pay you with like fraudulent money, right? So what I'm doing is I'm notating all of this. I'm submitting it to Perry, okay? What I'd recommend on the leads, I'm going to tell them to pause them until you guys get your cameras up. And not only that, like, you guys call us and tell us, hey, we feel comfortable again to take on these Google Guarantee leads, right? Because I know you guys are all probably pretty shook right now from it, you know? But I'm going to submit this straight to him. So we'll try to get you credited back on the other two. It might be like pulling teeth because, it's a super unique situation, but I'll definitely have him work on it and I'll tell him to pause the leads until you guys give us the green light to turn them back on for you. You know, does that help or?
Well, like I said, I'll talk to them and see what they say, but I was outvoted 2-1. So, they're against it. I was okay with it to a point, but I have cameras coming. I mean, I just never thought I'd ever have to say these words to anybody.
I thought I'd never have to hear them, you know, like it's a super, super unique situation. And
I understand where they're coming from, but yeah, they're considered leads.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah,
but they're not.
You know, you don't know who the hell's calling y'all in order to get, you know, us to come out there. I get that. I do. I mean, but it's like, what are we supposed to do in this situation when it turns out to be something that, yeah, we get charged for it, but why should we be charged for something that transpired the way that it did. Those are just, this is where my problem comes in.
Right.
You know, I understand the whole how the program works.
Right.
I get that. But it's like, this is, we did schedule an appointment.
Right.
We made contact.
Mm-hmm.
But in a weird circumstantial way in both. I mean, the one is beyond words, but the dirty money, I don't know if the chick's a stripper.
Right.
I don't know if, I don't know if she's a drug lord. I don't know, but it's not on book. Don't want on books. And we can't do that.
Right. So Google, like, all they have is the recording, right? So we're like, hey, credit this back. And they're like, wait a minute. They set an appointment. But, again, we just have to explain the weird situation, to them, at least with, maybe they'll ask us to see, I know they didn't do a report on the police thing, but maybe they have some type of file we could, submit to them, or I don't know. But I'll see what Perry could do to try to work his magic to get these two credited back, and I'm going to just tell him to pause your leads until you guys are comfortable to get it on track again. Because here's the thing, you guys did the – and I still have 100% retention rate on these. I know you signed up with Amy – but this program,
yeah.
It is amazing, So you paid the application fee, your Google guarantee verified, you paid for the leads. I don't want that to go to waste for you. I want you guys to be able to turn them on and take on qualified leads when you guys feel comfortable to again. You know what I'm saying? So instead of just outright canceling it, I'd highly recommend, and I know you'll probably have to talk to your brothers, make sure they're good with it too. But, I'd highly recommend you guys just pause them so you guys are comfortable to turn them on again. And we will make sure, when that lead budget goes through, we'll be like, hey, do you want to continue type of thing? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But,
it's going to take a minute. I'll say that much.
Take your time. We want you guys to be comfortable. Nobody should have to go to work being afraid, right, for their life. That's insane, So I know you guys want to get the cameras. You guys want to, obviously this just happened. So you guys want to kind of get back on level ground to be able to take on a lead like this again. But just so you know, first time I've heard this with Google Guarantee, it's not like the normal. You know what I'm saying? It is super, super crazy that happened. And we'll do everything in our power to make it right for you,
Oh, and also when I talked to that guy, when I talked to you,
Ivan,
he was supposed to give me five leads.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to give them to me. I asked him to hang on because he called the business phone just like you did. Normally, I have you guys call my personal. That way, if the phone rings, I can still answer the business line.
Right.
I asked him to hold. He hung up. He has said that it's because it got disconnected. That. He saw that she was going to call me, so he didn't call me back. But he never gave me the leads.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I told Lee, I said, that's bad business there, too.
Right.
Yeah, but this was before all this happened. And
okay.
I called you, and I was complaining and bitching on your voicemail that he was supposed to give me the leads. Don't call me. Someone give me the leads that I'm supposedly already got. And I never got those either, which even if you gave them to me right now, I wouldn't be going them to them anyway.
Well, they got to the leads that you got sent when it was on the tracking number. They already squared that away, on the management side, where they said, hey, because you were supposed to be charged $99, right, for these leads that you took on.
It was $132.
Yeah, well, so they got that all, reversed for you, is what I see in the notes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on the management side, right? So, that might be, I don't know, he shouldn't have hung up, or if he's disconnected, he should have called back. I understand, though, if he thought EO was calling, I don't know. But I know for me,
EO was trying to get back up with him to get the leads, and he never gave her the leads.
Right. Yeah,
because
what
all because the tracking number and the number that they had on Google was not even a number close to ours.
I
don't even know where the hell they got that number from.
Yeah.
Because none of us ever owned a phone number like that.
So what I see in the notes is when you started with us, they created a tracking number, and that's where – so it was totally our fault, you know, is what happened. Like, they set up the wrong number for the leads to get forwarded to, and that was the main issue, you know. And that's why we ate the fees and all that, you know, because we're like, it's our bad completely, you know. But –
wow.
And then the leads are corrected, and then you get this gun thing and this funny money thing, and it's I get it. I'd be completely like, what the heck, too, you know. But I'll send these to Perry to see if he could get those two reversed, right? And I'm gonna tell him to just pause your leads until you guys feel comfortable to turn them back on, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Got you.
Yeah,
but I'll call you. Sorry, just FYI.
Yeah, yeah, call me or call Andy, right?
No offense,
we're here for
you.
You
know, here we
go
again. You know, Isaiah's some new dude, and, like, even then was like, what the hell, you know, what are you doing? Why do I got to keep calling? If he's supposed to be the new dude, and they want you so bad to focus, and I told this to Ia, I'm like, they're wanting you to focus so much on the selling aspect, then why didn't this guy, like, call me right back? But he took what... because Ia was calling me for a different situation, he took that as, well, she was calling me, so he didn't call me back. So it's like, yeah, and I told Ia right then and there, I was like, then you need to go to the uppers and you need to tell the Google Guarantee boss, then just keep me with Daniel. I don't care if he has to do the other part. He can just run mine. I don't care. This is why I didn't want anybody else, because I get the I got the screw ups that has been going on, and it just that's even irritating. But then, yeah, this incident happened, and I'm just like, yeah, over the moon right now. So
I
don't even want to remember it.
Right. No, I get why you're frustrated 100%, you know. I'm going to get this stuff over to Perry, though. Like, you could always call me or Amy. They just want, like, you know, Ivan focusing on the running the leads and, you know, et cetera. So, Patricia's more,
so far,
right?
He's done a crap job, especially if he was supposed to give me, he was supposed to just give me those five, even though they were taking him off.
Right.
Due to the situation, and he never gave me those five, but like I said, even if he gave me the five right now, I don't think we'd even go for him.
Right.
Only because of what just happened.
Right, right.
I mean.
Yeah. No, I get it 100%, you know. So I'll pass that along to you. You know,
let me know what's going on. You can always call me.
For sure. 100%. Okay. So let me submit this over to them. I'll take a look in the account tomorrow to see what's, make sure everything's good too. Okay. Make sure it was paused and all that good stuff. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, Liz. Hey, you have a great rest of your night. Again, I'm really sorry that happened, and I'll submit these over to Perry right now.
More than you, so.
Right,
they
right.
Make
but,
you apologize,
yeah.
But you don't have to.
Oh, they don't make me. I mean, I should, you know. So it's.
I know, but it wasn't you. It's not like you knew. It's like you don't know who these people. Like I said before, you guys don't know. You're going off what they're asking y'all, and y'all are sending them towards our way, and.
Well, they're picking.
I would say this is a freak. Yeah. This was just a freaky one. I've never ever dealt with this before.
I've never
been told to get off a customer's property, but
right,
never that way.
Yeah, never chased by a gun.
This is new for me, man. This dude's a psycho. So
yeah. I'm glad you're getting the cameras, though. Tell your brothers I said sorry.
Oh, I got no choice.
You know?
I have to be. Yeah. I got to do something to be safe.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Right.
I mean, this is, I guess, a crazy world we live in nowadays. It's sick how bad it's gotten, but, I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. No, I think that's the right thing.
It's sad that I have to go to these lengths.
The line, too, you know what I'm saying? You have the cameras.
Well,
that
was
way,
the whole reason for doing it.
Too, you know, like, for example, something falls on your truck, or, like, at least you guys have camera footage now, too. So it should always it should help with everything, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Again, I'm really sorry that happened, and I'll get these notes over to him right now. Okay.
All righty. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Liz. Have a great night. Okay. Bye.
You too. Bye.